I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Is Ludacris still in Obama's iPod? The Grammy Award winner just released a song that hypes Obama and disses Hillary Clinton and Jesse Jackson. The Obama camp was quick to say the lyrics were, quote, outrageously offensive. And TV talk show host Wendy Williams and reality show notable Omarosa let the fur fly. Here to hash out that and the other entertainment news of the week is Newsweek magazine's national correspondent Allison Samuels. Always good to have you on.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Ludacris, he dropped this new track. The chorus is Paint the White House Black, which is from Parliament Funkadelic originally. Mm-hmm. But he disses everybody from Hillary Clinton to Jesse Jackson to President Bush using some off-color language. Mm-hmm. And Obama told Rolling Stone magazine recently that he was a fan of Ludacris. They've been photographed together as well. Right. But now, after this, Senator Obama says of Ludacris, quote, he should be ashamed of these lyrics. So it sounds like there's a double-edged sword for politicians hanging with celebrities.
Yeah, and particularly in a genre like hip-hop where that's, you know, the language that they use. And I think with Ludacris, I'm sure he was trying to, you know, write something uplifting for Obama, but didn't really take into account that, you know, particularly the negative language towards Hillary Clinton in the middle of this race where there's still so much tension.
The B word,
specifically. The B word. When there's so much tension between, you know, Hillary supporters and Obama supporters, I sort of think, you know, he just didn't think this through. It's like, you know, when you hear that, you're like, that's not going to help Obama get those votes. So he had to come out strong and sort of denounce the song and denounce his sort of, I don't know if he'll take Ludacris out of his iPod, but I know he had to come out and just sort of say, you know, I can't support that song. I can't support what those lyrics are saying.
This is also a day where some African-Americans at an event in Florida heckled Senator Obama, saying that he didn't do enough for black people.
Right.
Do you think there's a kind of a window opening up where these different sides of black America are showing themselves to white folks?
Well, I think so. And I think, you know, part of that is because the campaign has gone on so long. It's just been a very long campaign. And I think, you know, because of that, people are able, you're getting more a chance to see more and more of each candidate. And when I looked at the hecklers, I think part of this morning was that Obama wasn't used to it because he sort of handled it. He seemed very surprised and then slightly irritated. But I think he just hadn't had it happen before. But I mean, I think this is all a part of being a person who's running a successful campaign. People are going to question you. And I think black America does have his own set of problems that he is going to have to address. And as the first African-American potential president, yeah, people are going to be looking at him saying, what are you going to do distinctly for us? And because he can take the black vote for granted. And I think people sort of realize that. And I think those guys were trying to say, don't do that.
And also, Senator McCain just released an ad that really kind of painted Senator Obama as a more fluffy celebrity type. Does this kind of bring more heft to that that argument?
Well, I guess so. But I mean, I found the ad interesting that he used Paris Hilton and Britney Spears and not someone like Angelina Jolie, who gets, you know, just as much press, if not more press, than those two girls. But Angelina Jolie stands for something a little bit, so I think that's why he chose not to use her. I think, you know, I don't know if that ad helps anything, because it seems like McCain is just sort of grasping at straws, like, how do I discredit this man? And everything he says is against Obama as opposed to what he will do. So I don't know if that's going to actually help McCain at all. But I think with Obama, I think this is something he's going to face, that people are going to ask him, what are you going to do for us? And I think his answer has to be, you're a part of the whole, and I'm addressing the whole, which is sort of what he didn't say this morning, which I was hoping he was going to say, but I think he was just in shock.
Yeah, there's the flip side to, you like me, you really
right.
You're annoyed with me, mm-hmm. you're really annoyed with me. Mm-hmm. Let's talk briefly about Halle Berry. Tell us what happened with baby photos.
Baby photos, you know, Halle's been, you know, the baby's about four or five months now, and you've never seen her. She hasn't sold the pictures to major magazines for money. I'm not sure if she hadn't been offered it. It's hard for me to believe that she hadn't been offered money for her baby pictures, but either she made a conscious decision not to do that. But photographers about a week ago got close to her backyard and was able to use those sort of long lens cameras to get pictures of her holding the baby in the backyard with her grandmother and mother. You couldn't really see the baby's face, but you could see the baby. And she's furious. So she's suing the photographers. She's suing the magazines that printed it, which was pretty much all of them.
Do you think that she has a case, given what you know about celebrity law, paparazzi law?
It's hard. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be very difficult because, you know, she's a public citizen. She's a celebrity. Celebrities, that happens to them all the time. But I think it's important that she made that point. I think it's important that she sort of said, hey, look, don't mess with me. They may continue to do it, but they might think, you know, think twice before they decide to get that close to her backyard to show. I mean, if she doesn't want to put her baby in that position and put the baby out there, I think you do have to respect that. So I'm glad she took, you know, the issue and sort of said, you know, enough is enough.
All right. Halle played Catwoman, but there was recently a cat fight. We are talking about Wendy Williams, who, after 20 years of talk radio, has become a daytime TV anchor or, you know, host on the Fox network. She made a name for herself as a trash talker, and we have some tape from the show. It's Williams and reality show star Omarosa locking claws. Neither of the ladies was willing to back down.
Now, did you have a nose job?
No.
It looks like you had a nose job.
No.
Oh, okay.
But if I can suggest, because the only thing that I've had done to my face is a little Botox, I would suggest for you some Restylane. The lines stay. Yeah. They say good black don't crack. She's cracking.
And I would suggest, and I would suggest a wig that doesn't sit off my head 3 inches. That would be my suggestion.
Okay, here's the deal. Wendy has been a trash talker for a long time. Right. Do you think that her show, how's her show doing, first of all?
It's actually doing really well. I mean, this is, and she's had a couple of shows, but this show, I think it's now is the time for this show to do really well. We're in this gossip sort of, you know, time in sort of the industry in America. It's a show that takes your mind away from all the problems, gas or whatever, because she's so funny. And she's not going to stop being Wendy Williams. She's going to be the person who continues to just, you know, diss people when she decides she wants to diss people. And those kind of insults, they don't bother her. The 3 inches off the head. She doesn't care. I mean, because she knows how she looks. You know, she's very, that's what I love about her. She's very clear about making fun of herself. She understands that she compares herself to RuPaul. She knows that, you know, people think she's a tranny or think she looks like a tranny. And yeah. I love that about her.
Is this a crossover moment because she's been so hot on urban radio, but probably a lot of people are seeing her who don't know a lot about her?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that, although I think, you know, the show, because it's getting more and more stations, it just started playing in L.A. like this year. So I think that part of that has helped. But also being on TV, yeah, you're going to get more and more mainstream, sort of more and more of the mainstream audience to sort of pay attention. And particularly the guests, because she had James Denton on from Desperate Housewives. I think she's really trying to sort of get those, you know, across the board, not just hip hop artists, not just black celebrities, not just Omarosa, but other types of people to sort of come on. So I think that's going to really help with her brand and making her, you know, even bigger star.
So is this show cleared for a long-term run, or is it just a short run so far?
Well, it was going to be 6 weeks. That was the business thing. They were going to try it for 6 weeks in a partnership with Fox and just decide if it could go longer. But with the ratings being as great as they have been, I can't imagine they won't, you know, continue it for next year. I mean, the ratings have been really great.
Very quickly, is this a bad look for the sisters, the catfight?
Well, that catfight was unfortunate. Yeah, I will have to say, I just, you know, when I was watching, I was like, oh, my sisters. I was a little distraught by that. But, you know, the next day it was better. So, you know, and that's Wendy. You know, Omarosa, I think, has always been questionable for the sisters.
On that note, Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is an award-winning national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and she joined us from our NPR studios in Culver City, California.